Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Beitza Daf Dalet in the Art Scroll Oyz V'Hodor edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Aloha Aleph, starting in Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the top in the two dots. In the middle of the Sugya, if Shabbos and Yom Tov considered to be two Kedushos or one Kedusha, it's considered to be one big day, or it's considered to be two separate days, and if Beitza was born in one, you could eat it in the next day. The Gemara is going to bring another source to this discussion, and the Gemara is going to repeat now very similar shakletai like we just had. So the one Mishem Arbos Kenim Amru, in the name of four Kenim, they said Hanechol Eruv Barishon. If someone put an Eruv Tchumin, and the Eruv was eaten the first day, meaning when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov, you put Eruv Tchumin, and during the first day, the Eruv was gone. Areu Kevin Eruv B'Sheni. The second day, he can now rely on the Eruv. He's as if he has no Eruv. Why? They hold it's two Kedushas. So he did Eruv for the first day, not for the second day. Rav Chuno b'shem Rav, aloch like Abba Eskenim. So Rav asking this way, meaning he holds it's two Kedushas. So ask the Gemara, what the Gemara just asked before. Rav Chizdo boi, machlef oshitos de Rav. Seems the Rav contradicts himself. Tamu novet le two Kedushas. Regarding the Eruv, he said it's two Kedushas, Shabbos Yom Tov. V'ocho hu ovet le Kedusha achas. And here, in another place, we see it's considered to be one Kedusha. What is it? Again, what the Gemara just quoted before. Dispalgu ramachlikis. Shiyor psilo, the leftover wick. Or shiyor medur, the leftover fire. Shiyor v'shemen, the leftover oil. Shekabu b'Shabbos, the extinguished on Shabbos. Ma'odad likom Yom Tov, can he use it the next day? Is it considered to be mukze? Or is it considered to be shtei Kedushas? Ravim chanina taver namin osur, is it considered to be one Kedusha? Because it was mukta, the beginning of Shabbos is mukta Yom Tov as well. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mutar is two kedushas. So Chur Rav seems to say over there that Yom Tov and Shabbos is one long kedusha. It's contradicting what he said regarding Eruv. Or a manuka may have you done. Ma'af chon optil kaveh beitza. How do you compare? How do you put together the wick and the egg? Meaning, as Rabbi Chaim explained before, the wicks, when you light them on Shabbos and you use them on Yom Tov, is as if he's meichin mishabbos liyom Tov. The problem is achonah. Not because of mukze. So it could be two kedushas, but still you can use the wicks that we use on Shabbos. So continues the Gemara Amud Beis. Omar Leh, he answers him the same answer we had before. The fact we see the Rabbonim do compare the two. Hadom ro yado yado. That tells me that they're both the same. Meaning the reason why now let us use the wick is not because of a chana, but because it's kedusha achas. And merely it is a contradiction in Rav. Continues the Gemara and says, "Akol moedim b'nishorim shem asurim." Nishorim means wood that fell from the tree. You're not allowed to use because of mukta. If it fell on Shabbos, you can use it in the Yom Tov after Shabbos. Now, what's the difference? The nishorim will be different, even if you hold shtei kedushas. So, Reb Chaim quotes here the Gemara in the Bavli. He basically explains that the Yerushalmi here is going with the Bavli's logic that by nishorim we have a gzeiro. What's the gzeiro? If you'll tell me the wood that fell on Shabbos, you can use it in Yom Tov the next day, you will start using also wood that fell on Yom Tov, which is Muktzeh, because it's on the tree. So says the Gemara, Boim Barachia, Boakami Avzeiro, Ma Ben Nishorim, Ma Ben Beitzim. So this question, Reb Chaim explains, a question on Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai are the ones that say the Beitzo, you're allowed to use even when it's born on Yom Tov. Here is Mashma, that by Nishorim, when you have wood falling from the tree, you're not allowed to use. So what's the difference between Nishorim and Beitzim, even, you know, according to Beit Shammai? So the Gemara, Ilu Nishorim and Rasei and Shem Einam Asurim, Ilu Beitzim and Rasei and Shem Einam Mutaris. So the big difference, when the wood is connected to the tree, it's Asur. That's Mukzeh. Even Beit Shammai agree you can't use it, because you're not allowed to disconnect it from the tree. Mashayik and Beitzim, in the womb of the chicken, you could use. So, by Beitzim, you have the Savar that Beit Shammai said right at the beginning of the Masechta, Shemutorim Agavimo. You can use the mother, you can use the Beitzim as well. By the wood, you don't have it, so Beit Shammai agree with this Gzeiro. Says the Gemara, Me'ato, Nol de b'yom tev lo te'ochel b'Shabbos, b'Shabbos lo te'ochel b'yom tev. If you do a Gzeiro by Nishorim, even if you hold Shtei Kedushasim, so why don't you say the same Gzeiro by Beitza? Beitza Shenol de b'yom tev, according to Beisil Zosser. You say that if Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas, you can eat the next day. Why don't you say the same zeri that you have by the wood? Omer lei v'chini, does that make sense? Lo deyecho shichmato leo. She nolde b'yom tev lo teochel b'yom tev. B'Shabbos lo teochel b'Shabbos. You already machmir that you can't eat that same day. Ela shadmi v'kesh lachmir leo. You want to make more of a chumro. She nolde b'yom tev lo teochel b'Shabbos. B'Shabbos lo teochel b'yom tev. I mean, the fact that it's also that day is already a chumro. So to come and say that it's also the next day, there you're not machmer so much. So Reb Chaim explained the logic of here as follows. Beitzim, there is a usage for it on Shabbos. Why? You could take an egg and eat it raw, without cooking it. You're still telling me I can't use it on Shabbos. So we understand the reason it's Asur is because of Neila, because of Mukta. And the fact that you're allowed to eat the next day tells you it's Shteik Dushasim. But by wood that's in the floor on Shabbos, you can't use it. What are you going to use wood for? Forget about Mukta. There's nothing to use wood for. So if I'm allowing you to eat it, to use the wood the next day, you would say the reason I couldn't do it yesterday because there was no usage for it. But if it's something there is usage for it, maybe I could use it that same day. And you mail in the sharing of wood that fell from the tree on Yom Tev, you would allow. So that's what I have Xero. Anything that falls on Shabbos and Yom Tev, you can't use that day, you can't use the next day as well. If it's Yom Tev and Shabbos, one next to each other, because of Xero. Because you may come to say that if I'm using the next day, then I'm going to come to use it when the sharing fell on Yom Tev as well. But Beitza, I don't have that chash because I'm telling you that first day it's Asur. Continues the Gemara of Yura, boy of Yura asked, Ituris Sukkah Mahim. Are you allowed to enjoy and use the decorations of the Sukkah? Chozor of Yura, the Omar, so you came and said, Kol Shivoim Betelum Agabe Sukkah, Mikan Veheiloch Bechenonim. Meaning, doing the 7 days, so it's Mukhtse because it's Mukhtse Lamitzah, it's part of the Sukkah. From here onwards, it's Motor, meaning even the 8th day. The 8th day, when Shmini Atzeres, you can use it, it's not anymore used for a mitzvah. Continues the Gemara in Daf Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Yosef called Shiva Gdusha Sukkah Chalaleim. During the 7 days of Gdusha Sukkah, Mikan Ve'ayin Gdusha Yom Tov Aleim. But on the 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, you have Gdusha Yom Tov. Meaning, Migudit Katsoil Ben Ashwashas, because you couldn't use it Ben Ashwashas, it Katsoil Kul Yom, you can't use it the whole day. So the Gdusha of Yom Tov is Chal, then you can't use it. Ma Asu Misha, what you could ask, Yom Tov Shechal Yosef Shabbos. What happens if Shmini Atzeres falls on a Friday? According to Mandoma, it's 2 kedushas. So if it's Asur on Friday, because it's Yom Tev, because it's Shmini Atzeres, is it going to be Asur as well on Shabbos the next day? So if you hold this one long kedusha, of course, if it's Asur on Yom Tev, it's Asur on Shabbos, one long day. But if it's 2 kedushas, why is it Asur on Yom Tev? As Ruchaim explains, because someone may come to use the Sukkah on Ben Ashwashas. If someone wants to eat something, in the end of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, and it's Ben Ashwashas, he has to eat in the Sukkah because maybe it's still Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So therefore, it became Mukhtse the beginning of Yom Tev, and it's also the entire Friday. But Shabbos is a separate day. So there, the Chura will not be Mukhtse, and you're able to enjoy the decorations of the Sukkah. Or maybe in the end of the day, but the Shmoshes of Shabbos, you couldn't use it because maybe it's still Shmini Atzeres. So if we can use it the whole Shabbos, is it going to be us or not? I think more does not answer this question. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzo Dav Dalet.